The persecuted Church of Vietnam feels the weight of new leadership around the world. An evangelistic film ministry is tightening its belt because of uncertain economic times. And a call for help in getting Bibles out gets answered in abundance. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Becky Carlson. One missionary in Vietnam said that there has been an increase in persecution as leadership has shifted further left in leading nations. For security reasons, we will refer to this missionary as Antom.
In the last month, we've got a report that in the Hanoi area up north, there's been an increase in persecution. In the Saigon area, we've seen an increase in persecution. Also, house churches have been closed. We've also noticed that in Australia, Japan, and the United States, there's been a move in the government structures there to the left.
Although evidence of a government persecution correlation has not been verified, Antom explains that this has often been the case in the past. Of course, further persecution has opened doors wider to the gospel.
It's made people very curious of who Jesus is, what's going on outside. At the same time, the pastors are looking over their shoulders.
As more house churches are shut down, pray for protection and wisdom for suffering believers. Next, WorldServe Ministries discovered that the green strings of Christmas lights made in China are usually assembled by imprisoned pastors. Persecuted for preaching the gospel, pastors are forced to make thousands of lights every day. A pastor's family loses financial support when he is imprisoned, but WorldServe provides food, clothing, and shelter. With $50, you can provide a month's worth of supplies. Pray for these needy families this holiday season. The Jesus Film Project anticipates the need to tighten its belt this holiday season as more major economies fall into recession. The Jesus Film's chief of staff, Scott Pendleton, says that although the financial crisis has not struck the organization yet, it is likely to hit soon.
About 30% of our total giving is received during the month of November and December. And so we're anticipating that there may be a significant downturn in the amount of donations that we have. And if so, we will need to tighten our belt even further.
Financial cutbacks may also affect the project's work with close Bible translation partners. In order for listeners to be effectively reached with the gospel, they need the Bible as well.
We want continuity between what they would hear from Scripture and what they will see on the film.
This may be delayed without necessary funding. If you can help the Jesus Film, visit our website. Elsewhere, Bible Pathway Ministries was given 1,500 Spanish New Testaments in response to a Mission Network News broadcast earlier this month. Bible Pathway's Ken Sharp said the donations were put to use right away.
The Lord had that to come just at the right time because it was the very next day we received a request from Open Door Ministry International of Guatemala that they needed 400 New Testaments that they're making up for their school children's kit.
Despite economic downturns, Bible Pathway has continued to provide Bibles around the world thanks to generous donations. This Thanksgiving, the ministry is grateful for God's provision through His people.
We're thanking God for His people's sacrificial giving and how God works and overrules in certain situations.
Bible Pathways plans to continue spreading the Word of God as donations allow. To find out how you can help, visit our website. And Global Aid Network has announced its spring work project taking place March 4th through the 11th. Gain USA sends crates containing humanitarian aid across the world to further gospel ministry and assist in meeting physical needs. Items can range from shoes to school supplies. Materials are received and packed by volunteers, and there is a constant need for volunteer workers. Pray for more volunteers for the Spring Work Project in March. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available the book Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr. It's a great book providing sound biblical principles to help you pray for lost friends or relatives. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. Or you can click on the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Becky Carlson.